Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Woodson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Heil steals second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball four. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Heil scores. Oliva moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Woody Freeman now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Killebrew moves to third. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Killebrew scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman fires to first and has Terrell trapped. There's the throw to Brinkman, who tags Terrell for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Hile reaches second base with a double. There goes Carew trying to get to home. Stanley throws the ball in to Brinkman, who relays the ball to Freehan, who tags Carew, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Darwin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fryman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Woodson covering, for the out. Stanley moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stanley moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stanley scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 6-4, Twins. Jim Cott now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball towards right. Darwin catches it and throws to home to double up Kaline. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Heil moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Heil scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 8-4, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Twins. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Tigers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Timmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Howard pinch hits for Gates Brown. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Tigers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got five RBIs. Darwin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-5, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Bill Slayback now pitching. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to third. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive towards third. Braun reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Tigers 5. the Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman misplays the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Terrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitterwald moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitterwald scores. Terrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-5, Twins. Danny Walton pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Terrell scores. Walton goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 13-5, Twins. Joe Liss pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Mike Strahler now pitching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two home runs. He's got seven RBIs. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Darwin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Liss now playing first base. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Tigers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Holt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 4 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Terrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Twins 13, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Liss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Sharon pinch runs for Willie Horton. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Cash reaches second base with a double. Sharon goes all the way around to score. It's 13-6 Twins. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McAuliffe strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Tigers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing left field. Dick Sharon now playing right field. Fred Sherman now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Heil strikes out. 2 outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive towards short. Terrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards first. Liss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 13, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.